And please come to your breath. Slow your mind down with your breath. Relax, be happy. You don't have any big plans today. Then please bring your teacher before you again, whoever is your personal teacher. If you don't have one yet, then imagine a very sweet one. Then a small opening appears on the top of their head and the top of your head, about the size of a quarter, a coin. Small opening. Brahmadwara, the opening at the top of the central channel. Then look into your lama's body in their spine. Where their spine is light, a shaft of light, a pillar of light, and it has five colors of the rainbow, and a lot of white. Among the five colors, the white is stronger. But enjoy the color of the rainbow. Then slowly that light starts to come up out of the hole in their skull, the top of their head, and it arcs over in an arc, and it comes into your own body through the hole, and it begins to wash the inside of you, the spiritual inside of you. I'd like us to concentrate on anything any of us might have done to cause a schism or separate people in your life. You can try to think of times when you might have been involved in that, even just somebody who were partners, and maybe you did something to split them, or maybe in a spiritual group, even recently, anything you said or did that might, any of us might have done to contribute to that. And then see the light, rainbow light pouring down through that hole in your head from your teacher. And all of those things are being cleaned away. And they come out, traditionally they say it comes out of your bottom of your seat, pours down into the earth itself as black smoke or ink, coal. And some scriptures say you can imagine spiders or scorpions or snakes pouring out of your body, and all those dirty things cleaned out of your body from separating other people. So let's just sit for a minute with that flow of nectar, rainbow-colored nectar, from the top of your head and down to the bottom where you're sitting, and flowing into the ground. And then traditionally, you imagine that there's a large animal, like a very large wolf, like almost the size of a bear. Or I like to use a large German shepherd, and that's the visualization of the Lord of Death waiting to eat your life, looking up towards you from underground with its jaws open and waiting for you. And then in this tradition, we think that the negative karmas are coming down in the form of this black ink or coal or cruel small animals like spiders or scorpions, and they are flowing into the upturned jaws of the Lord of Death, and then somehow they satisfy the Lord of Death, and then the Lord of Death no longer thirsts for your life. And in a way, if we could remove those negative deeds, we would not have to worry about death. So spend a few minutes on this visualization from the rainbow nectar at your head down to the great wolf of the Lord of Death below you, being filled with the things you don't need anymore. And slowly come back to your breath. See your body filled with rainbow light. Teacher is happy. Teacher loves you. Good feeling of peace. Then you can open your eyes when you're ready.